Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we have a wonderful guest today, Dr. Berkson. The Alpha Lipoic Acid Breakthrough is the title of his book. Now, if you're really into wellness, if you really want to give the gift to yourself of supreme health, you're going to want to listen to this man. Now, Dr. Berkson is en route. He is in New Mexico, and apparently the temperatures are well over 100 degrees, and where he would have been doing the interaction with us, they have no air conditioning. So he's having to go to another location. So we are going to be calling him in just a few minutes at that new location. But in the interim, I'm going to be sharing a few things with you. Just always wonderful, you know, when you have these unique situations that put you into the challenge of, now what are we going to do? Well, since we're talking about wellness, why don't I share a few little odds and ends of information about wellness before Dr. Berkson comes on air with us? Do you know that exercise, of course, we all know about exercise and how important it is, but they say that if you have incremental bursts of activity, you work all day in an office, get up, move around, climb a few flights of stairs, go out, walk around the parking lot, do something, but you have that little bit of physical activity. And when it comes to changing channels on the television, forget the remote. Get up out of your chair, go over, and change the channel. That's the old-fashioned way. Well, all of those little bursts of activity enable your waistline to stay smaller. Why? Because you're moving. It's that simple. Have you ever noticed with many times when there are things going on in a household, the woman is often up and down, up and down. She's in the chair. She's away from the table. She's taking care of kids or grandkids or something's going on. My husband will often say to me, Donna, don't you ever sit still. Why don't you just sit down and relax? My husband, like so many men, he can sit down and he can zone out. Now, there's been many times I've thought, that's really cool. I wish I could do that. And all of a sudden I think, nope, I got to take care of something in the dryer. I've got to do something on a report. So there's always some kind of motion going on. Well, that kind of activity really is good for you physically. Also, when it comes to nutrition, they're making so many fabulous discoveries that are opening up our levels of understanding regarding about how important little things are when it comes to wellness. And so for so long, we've been told that milk is the way we should get calcium. Well, did you know there was a Dr. Norman Walker many, many years ago? And this man is the first one that actually developed what we know as a juicer today. And his company, which is still going strong, they put out commercial juicers that if you juice something through them, by golly, you don't have anything left. You hardly have any pulp. I mean, it just extracts everything from whatever you put in, whether it is, you know, it's obviously plant-based or if it's a fruit, however. And it is amazing how efficient this machine is. Well, Dr. Walker promoted many, many, many years ago that through juicing and through eating of vegetables, especially your dark green leafy vegetables and carrots, that you actually get phenomenal amounts of calcium that are readily used by the body itself. Well, as science is catching up with the wisdom of some of the people that have gone before us, we are finding that this is very, very true. So taking care of yourself in today's world, there isn't a magic bullet. There isn't the perfect medicine. It really is a combination of things. And if you take care of yourself, if you have an interest in wellness, if you take care of you, if you're willing to learn, if you're willing to educate yourself, you are going to find that you're going to be running circles around other people. And when you're in your 60s and in your 70s, instead of being a hunched-over individual, you're going to be standing tall and straight, and people will think you're in your 40s. I mean, it's just the way it is. So because we're living longer, it behooves us to look at what we can do as consumers to be more informed so that we are going to enjoy the health that we should enjoy. Nutritional supplementation. You'll hear people say, oh, that's ridiculous. You shouldn't have it. Well, after the age of about 35, most of us find that our chemical manufacturing processing of the human body, within the human body, isn't doing what it used to do when we were younger. The body has different needs. So consequently, we need to educate ourselves. And I know we're going to be calling Dr. Berkson in just a moment, and I know he's going to be in a place where he's going to be comfortable and cool. My husband was talking with someone not that long ago that said, you didn't need to worry about going to hell because where they were, it was already so hot, hell would be cool compared to what they were experiencing in temperatures. So you just never know what it's going to be like. And in today's world, you know, it's amazing what we take for granted. Our ancestors in Arizona, when it got hot, do you know how they kept themselves cool? They would dip sheets in water because it got so hot in Arizona. Balconies, especially in the 1800s and earlier, were built around the houses because that enabled people during the summer months to go out on the balconies. They'd wrap themselves in wet sheets because that kept their body temperatures cool, and that way they would be able to sleep. Their bodies were refreshed, and they were able to get a good night's rest. So it's amazing when you think back to the way people used to live. It really is surprising how they're able to pass along this information to us today, and we take air conditioning for granted. Well, it wasn't always there. Dr. Berkson will be with us in just a short period. We are trying to reach him right now. So much. Okay, Dr. Berkson is going to be with us. You know, I'm going to digress for just a moment here and talk about work. I have been encountering so many people that are so concerned because in today's economy, they may have a job, they're not happy with it, and they're so concerned about, gee whiz, if I want to explore something different, how can I have the security that I need? How can I step out of my fear-based self so that I can be unafraid of moving forward? Well, first of all, be grateful for the job that you have. Whatever it is that you're doing, I don't care if it's pressure washing houses or if you're a CEO of a big firm. What you need to do is make it okay that you're doing what you're doing, be grateful for it, and then start investigating what you'd really like to be involved with. A very good step to take, especially if you're breaking new ground for yourself on a professional level, is to try to find environments where maybe you can volunteer your services. There's one gentleman that I know of that ended up, he was in a very prestigious position, and he ended up being let go. And he carried about, I'd say, a smidgen of resentment within himself because a younger person was put into his place, didn't have his experience, and he was in a pity pot for a while until one day his wife said, wake up and get going, get busy. We have this relative that's having a terrible time with their business. You need to go and help them out. Get out of the house. I can't stand you anymore. So what he did, he went over and talked to this younger member of the family who had started up a business of their own. And they were having an absolutely terrible, terrible time. They didn't understand how to run the business. They didn't understand how to delegate. They had this wonderful vision, and they had saved their money, and they'd gotten involved in this business, and they were drowning. Well, he sat down with this young man and said, all right, let me see if I can help you. And that's exactly what he started to do. So he had to get up early in the morning, and all of his disciplines as a senior executive came in handy. He was teaching this young man that he had used for himself for so many years. He was in the office, and all of this was volunteer work. Well, like so many of us, when we're out looking for something new, we've put out our resumes, and he was feeling very discouraged because this was a man that was in his late 50s, early 60s, and he thought, well, the way people think, they're not going to want to hire someone who's older. Well, again, he was still sending out the resumes. By being involved with this younger member of his family and helping this young person achieve what they wanted to achieve, he was the teacher, he was the advisor, and he was definitely involved on a day-to-day basis. Well, he got out of his pity pot. He found he wasn't feeling sorry for himself. He was really enjoying the challenge. And he'd come home and he'd fuss and he'd complain, but his wife said, this is the best thing that could have ever happened to you because you are really enjoying yourself. And he realized he was, even though he wasn't making a penny. Well, this went on for about a year. The young man's business grew. Things were coming along nicely. He learned about hiring. He learned so many things from this older mentor of his family. Well, one day, this gentleman, the older gentleman, gets a call from out of the blue. Apparently, he had been inclined, this person that was calling this older gentleman, had been inclined to call him at his home. And the wife said, well, he's busy working. He's got a job, and he's working for XYZ in the family. So he called, and he said, wow, you're working. Oh, my goodness, I really need you. So this gentleman said, you do? He said, why? He said, well, you know, we're having these problems with our company. I've known you for years. I trust you. You have tremendous integrity. It is absolutely important that we be able to get back on track. Is there any way I can meet with you so we can discuss maybe you're coming to work for us? Well, this gentleman said, I'm not so sure about that. You know, I'm really, really working quite hard, and I'm totally engaged in what I'm doing. But why don't we meet for lunch? So they meet for lunch. This gentleman didn't realize that this older man wasn't being paid for anything that he was doing. Yet he got together, the two of them got together for lunch. This one gentleman said, I really want you to come to work for me, offered him a wonderful salary, and was thrilled that he was going to consider it. So the gentleman that was being approached is still working with a young man. As it turned out, he ended up helping the young man, working with his company, was able to phase himself out and go to work for the person that was going to pay him for what he was going to do. The same can happen to you. Remember, what goes around comes around. Speaking of that, we have Dr. Berkson on the air with us, and he has the Alpha Lipoic Acid Breakthrough book. Dr. Berkson, are you someplace now where it's cool and comfortable?
A little cooler than it was.
I spoke with your wife, and she said it's well over 100 degrees, and she said it is just so hot.
And her air conditioner broke.
Oh,
and
no.
I went over to her cousin's house to talk.
Yes, and that's what she said. Well, I want my listeners to know, Dr. Berkson, that you and I have had conversation previously, and there is a member of our family that has interacted with you for a number of years. But your story I found absolutely amazing. Now, you're considered one of the world's foremost authorities on alpha lipoic acid. And this is the principal FDA, you are the principal FDA investigator for the use of it intravenously.
And not anymore.
Not anymore. Okay.
Not anymore. It was originally a drug. Now it's a nutraceutical.
Now it's a nutraceutical. Okay.
Yes.
You also are a consultant to the National Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Yes.
And my husband had the privilege of meeting with you when he was in New Mexico. I believe it was last year. And he said, Donna, you've got to talk to this man. And he picked up your book, and I read your book, and I was extremely impressed with it, with the information that you have here. Let's talk a little bit about your background, because your medical background is quite extensive, But tell us your story about how you became aware of ALA and the significant case that you were involved with that made such a turnaround, created such a turnaround for you as a medical professional.
Well, I was an internal medicine resident in Cleveland, Ohio, at one of the university hospitals. And I was asked to take care of two people who were declared terminal liver disease. They'd eaten a poisonous substance, and their livers were pretty well shot. And I was told to go upstairs, watch them die, take notes. Nothing could be done. They couldn't get a transplant for them. And as a medical doctor, I went upstairs and watched them. I was also told it was my responsibility. These patients were my responsibility. But I have a master's degree and a PhD in microbiology above my medical degree. And I, you know, as a scientist, I decided to call the National Institutes of Health and speak to the head man over there, who was Fred Barter, Dr. Fred Barter, and ask him if there was anything in the world that he knew of that might be helpful in stimulating these stem cells in the liver to regenerate and regrow a liver. And he said he was studying alpha-lipoic acid because he thought it was the miracle drug, or it would be the miracle drug for the reversal of the complications of diabetes. But when he gave it to people, they seemed to regenerate their organs, their livers. So my dog is coming in now. Let me go in the other room. So I gave it to these two folks, and within 2 weeks they regenerated their livers. And I was very surprised by this, you know, all excited. The people in Washington were very, very interested, too, and started supporting my work, but the chiefs were not happy with me. They told me that I was told to watch them die and take notes, and I tried something that wasn't on the hospital formulary, and that's just not what doctors do. Doctors are all supposed to do the same thing exactly like every other doctor, and that sort of discouraged me. And that's how I first came in contact with lipoic acid. Well, lipoic acid worked so well for these two people. And since National Institutes of Health, since they were supporting my work, I gave it to 79 other people in the United States that were waiting for liver transplants. This is from 77 to 79. And Dr. Barter was my research partner. 75 out of the 79 people regenerated their livers.
Incredible.
And we published it. We published it. There was really no interest in the United States. We published it in Germany. And when I got back to the United States, I was told, look, I'm a medical doctor, but I'm also a professor. I should stay in my laboratory, fiddle with my test tubes, teach my students about germs and infections, and stay out of the way of the liver people. The liver people in the United States were interested in transplanting livers, not regenerating livers. And that's the beginning of the story.
With this environment that you found yourself within, how long was it before you decided to go into your own practice, open up your own clinic?
Well, I stayed in Cleveland for two more years, and I kept running into the same things over and over again. And I wanted to get as far away from academic medicine as possible. So I became a country doctor not far from Lubbock, Texas. And I delivered babies on ranches and ran back and forth to two hospitals and worked very hard. It was very interesting. And we were there for 7 years. And then when the children were high school age, my family decided to go back out east to take another job. And everything was fine until I brought up inexpensive regeneration of livers, inexpensive reversal of diabetic neuropathies and retinopathies. And people just weren't interested. And soon afterwards, a job opened at White Sands Missile Range for an internal medicine doctor. And that's what brought me to New Mexico. And I was there for 6 or 7 years. And then I decided to open up a place close by and just do what I think was right. And we've been very successful in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Now, with this, I can tell you I've known of people who have had family members that have died because they couldn't get a liver transplant. Over the years, there is more and more information regarding nutrition and the necessity of people being proactive with this. Tell us how it was changed from being what would have been classified as a drug or something that should be physician-administered only into something that became a nutraceutical. How did that occur?
Well, I was the chief investigator for lipoic acid for many years. And many years ago, a professor from one of the big medical institutions in the United States called me up and wanted to know if it might work to reverse the complications of diabetes. And I said, yes, I thought it would. And I sent them 20 cases of lipoic acid. And about 6 months later, received all of them back again, unopened, with a letter saying that it doesn't work. But I noticed that none of the vials were open. Well, sometime later, I read an article by this institution saying that they had discovered that when they gave it to people who were coming in with very serious neuropathies of the feet and problems with blood circulation of the toes, you know, possible folks that were coming to have their toes amputated, when they gave them 600 milligrams of lipoic acid intravenously for 3 weeks, new blood vessels and new nerves grew into the toes, and they did not require amputation.
Well, that's wonderful news. That's exciting.
And then they stopped doing it.
Why?
Well, I suspect why, but I'm not going to say it over the phone.
You know, it's really very frustrating to me. I know
incidentally, soon afterwards, it was changed from an investigational drug to a vitamin.
Well, that's good for us, because as we become educated about it, then that means we can do something for ourselves as individuals.
Well, you can't take it intravenously.
Mm-hmm.
Your doctor could give it to you intravenously, but you can't take it yourself intravenously.
No, but there is ALA can be secured in any health food store, and in some of the box stores you can take it, and it's in capsule form. In powder form.
Yes, but there are many, many different types of ALA.
Ah, okay. Now that poses something interesting here. Before we get into the differences with ALA, which is very significant because I've had other physicians, other scientists that have spoken of the importance of ALA, but the fact that there are different types of ALA is significant, and I want to address that. In your book, The Alpha Lipoic Acid Breakthrough, you talk about a period when you were out in the country and how you were really perplexed with the majority of seriously ill patients that you were encountering. Amazing types of cancer, and you said, these people should be living to ripe old ages, they shouldn't be sick, and you found that pesticides, various things were in their environment that hadn't been there before. All of these were and are known carcinogens, but were being ignored. Why?
I suspect that in this part of the Middle West, I had gone out there. I was interested in returning to the Middle West and taking a job as a director of a big medical service in central Illinois. And when I drove through the area and visited the various hospitals that I would be associated with, In the hospitals, most of the patients had some form of cancer. And I had known in other areas that there was very little cancer. But as I was driving around the area, I noticed farmers dumping pesticides into the little canals along the road. I noticed there was a big plant, and a black smoke was coming out of this plant and just covering the fields. And nobody took that seriously, and very few people connected that to the amount of cancer in the area. Then sometime later, I opened a practice in the Southwest in an area where there was very little industry and very little farming, and very few people there ever had cancer. When people went into the hospital, it was usually from heart-associated disease.
Now, you bring out a point in your book about ALA, alpha-lipoic acid, that it has an extraordinary ability to prevent damage to the cell at the genetic level, and that it changes certain chemicals required for energy metabolism. And you go on with additional details, and you say that it is operative. Now, this is a chemical our body can produce when we're younger, not so much when we're older, but when we're younger. And you say it's so operative in many basic cellular functions. Give us some more information on that.
It does many different things, but one of the most important things that lipoic acid accomplishes in our cells is it's the rate-limiting factor for the production of energy from our food. So if you have a lot of lipoic acid, you have a lot of energy being produced in your cells. If you take a little child who produces tremendous amounts of lipoic acid in his own body and feed him a Thanksgiving meal, he'll be running around the house afterwards. But if you take an 80-year-old man who produces very little lipoic acid, and you feed him a Thanksgiving meal, he'll be sleeping on the couch. Mm-hmm. If you give him lipoic acid, he'll be walking around the house. And I've actually tried this.
Interesting.
That's one of the most important things lipoic acid does. It gets oxygen into the cells through this process. Cancer cells hate oxygen. Our healthy cells love oxygen. Lipoic acid pushes all metabolism from an anaerobic metabolism without oxygen into an aerobic metabolism, and this is poison for many cancer cells.
When we look at food today, so much of the food that people eat is a processed food. And it's common knowledge that if you have too much processed food and not enough food in its own natural state, you're going to have some problems. With ALA, when you're bringing this into your diet on a supplemental basis, you mentioned a moment ago that there's different types of ALA. So let's talk about the different types of ALA, and then what should the average individual be aware of, and you can get ALA at a nutritional supplement store. What would you recommend that they take? How would you recommend that they bring this into their supplementation program? So I know I'm asking you more than one question, but go for it.
Well, first of all, you cannot take ALA without B vitamins, because during this process by which food is converted into energy, the B vitamins are depleted. So if you just take lipoic acid and not B vitamins, you could cause damage to your cells. So that's the first thing.
Interesting.
Now, there are many types of lipoic acid available on the market. A few brands carry the European prescription-grade lipoic acid. And you'll have to ask your health food store about this, if they know the source of their lipoic acid. A few brands do. Many brands carry an industrial strength of lipoic acid, and we once had it analyzed, one form of this, and it was 60% unknown substances.
Mm.
So you have to be very careful. Then you could also buy arlipoic acid, which is the natural form that occurs in the body. But I always ask the people who produce arlipoic acid, is this lipoic acid from some industrial Asian brand, or is it from the European prescription product? Then I ask, how is it separated? How is the R form separated from the other forms? Do you use toxic hydrocarbons? And if you do, do you find any residues of this in the final product? And then the third question I always ask, in Europe, lipoic acid is still a prescription drug. And the prescription drug is not the R form. It's the R plus S form, the original form.
Mm-hmm.
And why isn't the prescription drug the R form? I don't know. Maybe they can't get some of these chemicals out of it.
So what would you say to my listeners then, if they're interested? Now, of course, your book is a must-read because you give so much good information in it. But I would want to say, in going, so many of these health food stores, their staff wouldn't know how to answer the question. They honestly wouldn't. They wouldn't. They would not know that there was a European prescription. So how do you research this? Where do you go to find out if someone has done an evaluation on, does it have fillers in it? Does it not have fillers? Because we don't have any regulation relative to nutritional supplementations, and many nutrients have been tested, or I should say supplements have been tested. Let me correct my words. And they have found there have been extremely high levels of fillers.
Yes.
And then you go, okay, well, I'm paying for nothing but a fill. I'm not actually getting the nutrient. So what is a consumer to do?
Well, the health store can find out what's in their lipoic acid. You know, a few years ago, I remember I went to a health food store in Albuquerque and walked in and just wanted to see what the folks there knew about lipoic acid. And I asked the clerk, what is your best brand of lipoic acid here? And she walked to the most expensive brand. And let's say it's a Jones lipoic acid.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the name, but I'm just making
sure.
Up a name. And I said, why isn't this the best? She said, well, it's the most expensive, and everybody knows Jones lipoic acid is the best. I said, but why? Oh, everybody knows why. I said, well, who told you that this is the best? She said, well, my supervisor. And I said, is your supervisor around? She just happens to be in the store today. She goes to many stores and just happens to be here. I said, I'd like to talk to her. She comes out. I said, I'm interested in buying some lipoic acid. Which is the best? She said, Jones. Everybody knows Jones is the best. And I said, you know, I'm looking at the capsules, and the capsules appear to be white rather than yellow. And genuine lipoic acid is yellow. So she says, well, no, it's white. And she said, how would you know it's supposed to be yellow? And I said, well, at that time I was the FDA principal investigator for lipoic acid as an intravenous drug. So I said, why really do you think this is the best? She says, well, I know it's the best because Mr. Jones takes all the supervisors of all of our stores and all of the other health food stores to the National Products Convention every year in Anaheim and pays for a room at the Marriott and all of our meals, and we have parties. We have a wonderful time. He's a great guy. He wouldn't have a bad product. But I think that's the way many health food stores buy their products,
mm-hmm.
if the salesman or the company's nice to them.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
what you have to ask the health food store, is your lipoic acid European, or is it European prescription grade, or is it some kind of industrial grade from Asia?
Mm-hmm.
And they could find that out.
Okay, so they would have the resources.
Right,
they would have the resources. Now, what about, because my listeners are very savvy about the Internet, if they wanted to do research on the Internet, what would be the best way for them to research this?
To research what?
The ALA, finding out about products online. Because a lot of people buy their supplements online.
Well, I think a lot of them are being scammed. I'm pretty sure they are.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of really junky products online. And some of the nicest people, some of the places where we shop and buy some wonderful products, they have some of the poorest nutraceuticals. If it was me, I wouldn't go online for them. I go to a quality health food store and I'd ask them these questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd ask
them, we've got it.
What is the source of your lipoic acid? And they could find out.
In your
book. Don't forget, you never take lipoic without B-complex.
And that is very important. That is very valuable information. Now, you bring out some fascinating points in your book. One, because Alzheimer's is becoming such a phenomenal subject matter. We have some dear friends that have members of the family that are going through this. There are many, many people that I've interviewed that feel that there is a nutritional lack in the body that's contributing to this form, this mental condition. What's your position on that?
Well, my position, how old are these people that you're talking about?
Well, one man I know is in his 70s. And interestingly enough, he was pretty active and pretty healthy. And he's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and it's been going along. And then I've known families where it started as early as in their 40s.
Well, if it started in the 40s, it's Alzheimer's. If it started in the 70s, it's usually senile dementia. And it's very different. Alzheimer's is pre-senile dementia, and that's when a young person starts losing their mental facilities. If a person starts losing their mind in their 70s or 80s, it's usually because of hardening of the arteries to the brain. And this is from a poor diet their whole life in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
So they're two different diseases. But for some reason or other, I remember a few years ago, I took a temporary job in geriatrics at one of the big universities, and
mm-hmm.
part of my job was to visit these people in the hospitals and in nursing homes, and I did that for a short time. And I remember one day I was writing in the chart a senile dementia for this patient, and the hospital administrator came by and says, no, it's Alzheimer's. And I said, well, Alzheimer's is another disease. That's pre-senile dementia. He says, yes, but if we write Alzheimer's for senile dementia, we'll get a lot more grants at our university. So we're changing almost everybody with senile dementia to Alzheimer's. So
good grief.
It's a phony scam again. So institutions can get money from the government.
I'll tell you what, the more the doctors are coming forward, like yourself, Dr. Berkson, and speaking from the level of knowledge and understanding and education and experience, sharing it with us as consumers, it really gives us a wake-up call. And as consumers, we need to really be cognizant about asking the right questions and demanding more information. There is so much out there, and media pummels things over and over and over again, put out by pharmaceutical companies. You have all of this false information, and many times people will go into doctors. I know of individuals that have gone into doctors, and you talk to them about nutrition, and they look at you like you're from another planet, and they don't have an understanding about how nutrition with medicine, there's a time for medicine. I'm not against medicine. There's times when you are going to need certain kinds of treatments under certain situations. But the combination of nutrition along with the recuperation process, it's like you're talking another language. What do you think we can do as consumers?
Well, the problem is most doctors don't know what they don't know. The reason I know these things is because I have a master's degree and a PhD, which is almost 8 years of education above a medical doctor. Most doctors are trained rather than educated. They learn how to, somebody teaches them how to do something, they do it, and then they teach it to somebody else. It's more of a guild than a science. And I think the pharmaceutical companies sort of lead the medical schools in their direction. Incidentally, I use prescription drugs every day for my patients.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say 60% of what I do is prescription drugs, if they need it. But I always talk about nutrition too, and try to get to the source of the problem and correct the source. But most doctors, you know, my son's a medical doctor, and he said he would have never known any of these things that I've told him about from medical school. It's just, you know, training. They learn, that's what board certification means. Everybody does the same thing. If you're a board certified internal medicine doctor in Mattoon, Illinois, you do exactly the same thing they do in Boston or in Little Rock, Arkansas. And if they do something different, they could lose their board certification. Now, board certification is very important in surgery, but I think in most of the internal medicine fields, probably just slows down advancements in medicine.
There is so much wonderful information in your book. And we originally started talking about the regeneration of the liver. We talked about diabetes. You bring up in your book hepatitis. You emphasize diet with those patients. ALA, you prescribe for them vitamins. And also something that has been a remedy for so many years, it's called milk thistle. And
yes.
You cover topics like this in your book. You have a significant chapter on diabetes, which I think is fabulous. You talk about cholesterol. You go into detail about stroke, which I think is very important. Heart conditions, which so often are emphasized. You go into a great deal of detail about this. It has been my belief that one of the biggest steps in medicine that's going to come about is being able to analyze people on an individual basis and being able to tell them how they can maintain wellness, because we're all very unique in our own way that our bodies respond as we get older and the way that we absorb things, etc. How do you feel with all of the commotion that's going on with health insurance, etc., that the average individual should approach their positioning for wellness? What would you want people to know?
Well, I think people have to eat at least 4 servings of green vegetables a day before everything else. You know, our bodies evolved or were created to live on green vegetables first. Then healthy proteins second, and complex carbohydrates and fats third. But most people today eat carbohydrates and fats first, processed meat second, and they never eat their green vegetables. And I think that's one of the reasons there's so much disease, so much hardening of the arteries, so much cancer, so many autoimmune diseases. People just don't go along with the biology of their bodies.
Dr. Berkson, I know we're just about out of time here. There's so much more that we could discuss, but I really want to encourage my listeners to get your book, The Alpha Lipoic Acid Breakthrough. I am speaking with Dr. Bert Berkson. His last name is spelled Berkson. What is your website so people can go and research what you have up on your website and find out more about this supplement, which is just absolutely wonderful?
You know, you're going to think I'm weird, but I don't remember my website. But, you know, if you go to Google and you type in Berkson, B-E-R-K-S-O-N,
mm-hmm.
B-M like Martin, Berkson, B-M like mother, you'll see my website will pop up. And you'll see thousands of other people's websites. And you'll see my recent speech in the United Kingdom and the ones at National Institutes of Health. And you'll see information about my speech at the National Cancer Institute in 2007. And you'll see a lot of very interesting things.
Well, Dr. Berkson, I'm so appreciative. I know you've got a very busy schedule. I'm so grateful that we were able to connect today and stay cool and comfortable. And my goodness, I hope that you will continue your writing because your book, The Alpha Lipoic Acid Breakthrough, is wonderful. And if they go to your website, can they find the book there? Can they order it through your website?
No.
Okay, so they have to get it through Amazon?
I don't sell anything on my website.
Okay, all right. So you'd need to check at your local bookstore to find it, The Alpha Lipoic Acid Breakthrough, the superb antioxidant that might slow down aging. It does repair liver damage, reduces the risk of cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. It is a phenomenal book to add to your wellness library. If you're wanting to become more knowledgeable, this is a must read. Dr. Berkson, thank you again for being my guest. This is Donna Peeble. We're taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Seebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Seebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Seebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Seebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Seebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Seebo and illustrated by Ed Gedros. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. I know we don't have a lot of time left, so I'm going to say I'm not going to open up the phone lines today because I just know I won't have the time to spend with you. I'm so grateful for Dr. Berkson and also for the other physicians that I've had the good fortune of being able to interview. It is sometimes so frustrating when you have situations in your life that bring you in contact with people that are going through suffering and they are trying so desperately to maybe help a loved one, maybe help themselves. And when you don't have your health, I'm sure you've heard somebody say this, when you don't have your health, you just don't have a quality of life. And that's so true. And for so long, we have had an indoctrination that we are supposed to put people in the medical profession up on pedestals. Now, this is me talking. This is my attitude because I grew up with that. But I'll have to tell you something. The physicians that I knew when I was growing up, many of them were of a mindset where they would take the time to sit and talk to you and communicate with you. And they actually would discuss a little bit about nutrition, but it wasn't something that was a big deal. I've also encountered a lot of physicians that if you start talking about nutrition, they'll say it's a waste of money, you're just peeing away dollars. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that occurs. So you're left in a quandary. You have been indoctrinated that, you know, the people in the medical profession have to know a lot more than you do. Well, they might. On the other hand, you have to understand something, that you as a consumer are now in a situation and in an era where you have access to information, but you also have to question the information. And I cannot tell you how many times in my life when my instincts would tell me, question, but my indoctrination said, keep your mouth shut, you're getting too big for your britches. Have you ever had that affect you? By golly, I'll stand up and tell you that it's affected me. And it's caused me many, many times to have this tremendous sense of anxiousness until I would take a positioning of responsibility. Now, this is not a downer on doctors. It is a point of awareness. It's like you have to wake up to the fact that you need to become educated. I have interviewed mothers. I have interviewed physicians, scientists from all over the world on my show. And invariably, they say, we are learning new things every single day. Assume nothing. Question. Don't be afraid to question. Read. Listen. Observe. Whether you're dealing with the common cold to the most serious situations with cancer and diabetes, etc. If you had someone in your family that had diabetes, and something like a nutritional supplement, as Dr. Berkson described, enables the body to heal itself, would you share that information? I think so. And a lot of physicians just don't have any of this education. But I'll tell you, they are being required to get it little by little because we as consumers are saying, I want to know. And that makes all the difference in the world. Well, my goodness, we're out of time. This is Donna Sebo. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Bob Newman. We're going to be talking about college. But please, if you can, check out Dr. Berkson's book, The Alpha-Lipoic Acid Breakthrough. Order it, get it, read it. It's written so the layperson can understand. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Take charge. This is your life. Live it with quality. Don't just exist. That's your right and your privilege. This is Donna. We'll be talking to you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on BBS Radio. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.